This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. There were a lot of highlights from day three of the Democratic National Convention last night. President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine all took the stage.
WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is at the convention in Philadelphia. He joins us again today. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Let's start with President Obama's speech. Yesterday he spoke, recalled his first Democratic National Convention address back in 2004. How did people respond to the speech last night?
As you can imagine, for a two-term president going out with pretty high approval ratings, they have responded pretty well at the Democratic National Convention. And the speech was, by and large, he struck optimistic tones. He was trying to paint a contrast to what you heard in Donald Trump's speech last week and really the Republican convention as a whole. And the crowd in Philadelphia liked what they heard.
What did you hear from Wisconsin delegation members about the president's address?
So I talked to one Wisconsin delegation member after the speech, Wisconsin DNC member Martha Love. She's a longtime labor activist from Milwaukee. She said she was moved by the way that Obama supported Hillary Clinton.
It is so heartwarming to me as a woman that's been in the struggle for over 40 years. And finally, women are getting an opportunity and being supported by the President of the United States to break that glass ceiling. I mean, this visual tonight was one of the greatest, most spectacular scenes of togetherness and unity and a brilliant man talking about a brilliant woman. I just feel so comfort that the future is going to be very bright.
Also heard from the current Vice President Joe Biden, Sean, and his would-be successor, Tim Kaine. What was the reaction to what people heard from the current and potentially future vice president?
Joe Biden is really popular at these things. Tim Kaine had a line in his speech, a kind of a refrain that got the crowd going, where he poked fun at Donald Trump's tendency to add "believe me" to what he says. And you heard that at the convention last week. It was one of those rare times, actually, when Donald Trump went off of his script. When he really wanted to stress a point, he'd say "believe me." So Tim Kaine was saying, not the best Donald Trump impersonation, but doing his Donald Trump and then saying, "Why should we believe you?" That got the crowd going. It seemed like that was a highlight of his speech. He's not an orator like President Obama by any means, but the crowd was happy with that part.
So, looking at the convention early on, a lot of the focus was on some division between Bernie Sanders' diehard supporters and getting behind Hillary Clinton. What was the tone last night in the crowd?
You do see a lot of people who are still walking around this convention with no TPP signs. A very strong opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And so that is not going away. It's not changing. Just yesterday there was a shouting match between TPP opponents, Sanders delegates, and Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind. So, that sentiment is definitely present here. But I think what you do see among Sanders people, there are a lot of them in the convention hall. And you see, by and large, when the president delivers his big applause lines, for example, it gets really loud in there. People like what they're hearing. So I think the divisions aren't as widespread as people might get the impression, but they're definitely real. There's still some Sanders people who are very outspoken.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson. He's live with us from the convention, the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Let's move to today. Sean, this morning, I understand Congressman Mark Pocan addressed the Wisconsin delegation. What did he have to say?
Yeah, Pocan represents Wisconsin's most liberal district, and he's kind of a rising star in progressive politics in Congress. He had a message that was very specific for the Bernie Sanders supporters, many of whom live in his district.
You know, I talked to a lot of you on the floor, and I think one of the things I heard pretty loud and clear is, look, we know Donald Trump is a disaster, right? You're not going to educate us on that. What we want to know are two things. One, are we going to make sure that we hold the Clinton administration accountable to the things they promised? A $15 minimum wage. tuition-free higher education, opposing the TPP. Those are things that we will make sure we do, and we have to be involved in November to do that.
So it sounds like making a pivot from supporters of Bernie Sanders to an advocacy group within the Democratic Party advocating for the reasons that they supported Bernie Sanders in the first place. That's what he's calling for there.
Right, and trying to tell them, look, I will be that progressive voice in Congress along with others in Congress to make sure that Hillary Clinton stays where she needs to be on these issues, that she's come your way on these issues in this primary campaign because of Bernie Sanders, and we're going to keep her there.
And Congressman Pocan also talked about Wisconsin's most prominent Republican. What did he have to say, or one of the two maybe, what did he have to say about Speaker Paul Ryan?
He said that he started out with a couple compliments, right? And you knew he was going to something troublesome, though. He said, I don't feel good about doing this. Paul Ryan is smart. He's personable, but he basically said Paul Ryan is largely responsible for the gridlock in Congress, and that, you know, he'd love to say that there was gridlock because Republicans and Democrats were fighting things out, but Pocan says he never gets a chance to do that. In his view, it's the gridlock is caused from factions within the Republican Party that Paul Ryan has been unable to navigate as Speaker.
Tonight at the convention, the big event for the convention, Hillary Clinton's speech tonight. What are Wisconsin's delegates hoping to hear from her?
I think with any speech like this, everyone's going to have their own expectations. So here's just a couple examples. First, from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who is a Clinton delegate, and then from Milwaukee State Representative David Bowen, who's a Sanders superdelegate.
I think people want to know who she is as a person. Obviously, she has to establish the trust because that's a factor in this race. But I think she's going to demonstrate that she is very prepared for this job. As President Obama said last night, she's more prepared than anybody, and that includes himself and President Clinton, for this job. So at a time when we need a leader who's steady, who doesn't make rash decisions, who wants to bring this country together, she is the person for the job.
This is her chance to prove that she is the unity nominee moving forward. It is so important for her to recognize the contributions, just like the president did last night so eloquently, the contributions of Senator Sanders supporters and the Bernie campaign, making her a better nominee and a better candidate moving forward. That's what primaries are about.
Hillary Clinton not the only speaker tonight. Sean, I understand a couple of Wisconsin elected officials will be speaking at the event tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have Senator Tammy Baldwin will be on stage with a group of other senators. And then Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Milwaukee speaking tonight. They're probably, we don't know what Tammy Baldwin's going to say, if she's going to have a chance to anything. We do know that Gwen Moore is, a very forceful speaker when it comes to women's issues. I think you could expect her to address that tonight.
I understand Gwen Moore has a unique perspective on the Sanders-Clinton campaign. She's been supporting Hillary Clinton, I think, all the way through. Her son is also in Philadelphia, though. There's a story there?
Yeah, so she is a Hillary Clinton superdelegate, and her son is in Philadelphia as a Bernie Sanders delegate. They were both on the floor when Wisconsin cast its votes the other day. Both cheered when the convention hall nominated Hillary Clinton. But they said they've had some conversations around the dinner table on this very issue. He tried to get her to come his way. Didn't work. She's trying to impress upon him the need for him to bring Sanders supporters along and get them to work for Hillary Clinton in November.
And as we wrap up, Sean, you've been talking to us from both conventions over the last couple of weeks. Can you compare and contrast a little bit the tone of the Republicans from Wisconsin and the Democrats from Wisconsin?
For Wisconsin, we had more Republicans with a prominent role, obviously, from the RNC chair to Speaker Ryan to Governor Walker to Senator Johnson. So from a Wisconsin perspective, there was that. I think the conventions as a whole, the Democratic convention's been a little more tightly scripted, a little more TV ready, I think. The crowd has stayed steadily pretty large, whereas the Republican convention would at times empty. in the arena. So this thing, you know, that's one of the noticeable things when these events are really designed to give the candidates a PR bump in the polls. That's the kind of stuff that can matter.
Sean, thanks for your coverage over the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.